This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So most people are looking at what's going on right now. World Economic Forum telling you that they're going to conquer you and you're going to own nothing and be a slave. And then Democrat Party policy crushing America, just destroying America left and right. People have instincts to say, hey, I am at a severe threat level now by the Democrats. The Democrats are the number one domestic threat to this country, to my livelihood, to my safety, to my well-being, to my country, to my family. And people are asking, well, what can we do? And so InfoWars has a solution, folks. We don't want you to go into this unprepared or blind. So that's why we're informing you and now arming you with the tools to prepare yourself for what many view now as an inevitable collapse.
Please, all of you out there watching and listening, remember how many times I've been right. Remember how many times I told you exactly what was going to happen, and it did happen. 30 months ago, I told you there'd be worldwide food shortages and massive inflation because I was reading what BlackRock and the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group were actually talking about. Not in their public statements, but in their policy reports that are public but not widely distributed. So the biggest thing you can do now is get high-quality, affordable food, and it's back in stock, ready to ship right now. So write down this URL I'm about to give you and take action and protect yourself and your family. Don't be dependent on the system with the storm that's coming and that's already here. PrepareToday.com. That is one of the most important URLs for your future and the future of your security and your stability and your independence. Now, folks know for decades I have believed in survival and preparation. I believe we should grow gardens and should know how to use firearms and should know how to fix electrical systems, you name it. Because going into the future, if the globalists have their way, and they now are during the Great Reset, most of the major infrastructure is going to be slowly shut down. So we've got to get ahead of that curve. Now, storable food is always a must-have. There's a lot of fly-by-night companies out there. But I've always gone out and found the very best sponsors and the very best products to bring to you, the very products that I've researched that I use. And instead of just going to InfoWarsStore.com, which still has the products linked on it, we have created with some great partners, PrepareToday.com. So it's a one-stop shop, not just of the highest quality storable food with the largest selections, but also hundreds and hundreds of great survival and preparedness items at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. And it also sponsors InfoWars and keeps the First Amendment and the fight against the New World Order going, so it's a 360 win. Now, you can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com, and that URL now points at PrepareToday.com. All of you that in the last 30 months went out and bought storable food made such a great decision. Food prices are up over 30% in the U.S. and even higher in other parts of the world, and they're only going up. That's not a safe bet. That is a guaranteed. The central banks of the world have done this by design to bring the people to their knees. So when I told people at the beginning of the COVID lockdowns that it was going to cause worldwide food shortages and collapse, we were right. And those of you that bought storable food in the last few years have saved a lot of money. I would get involved now and get your storable food taken care of and other preparedness items. PrepareToday.com while you still can and keep it for us on the air. PrepareToday.com. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Don't be dependent on the system.
So there you go, folks. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how bad it's going to get. It's not going to get better, though. Not with Democrats around. Not with Joe Biden in the White House. So, you know, smart people are really kind of looking at their current situation and saying, what should I do? Do I have storable food? Do I have an energy source? Am I going to be stuck in this inner city? Do I have land that I can live off of? These are all the questions. Do I have a preparedness kit? These are all the questions people are asking because that's how bad America is now under Joe Biden. Maybe worse than it's ever been. And man, oh man. If it wasn't our committed duty to be here every day, I'd probably be getting out into the woods I would probably be finding whatever part of this country that puts me the farthest away from a Democrat liberal. I don't want to be anywhere near these psychotics. Not even close to them.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out. But now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at preparewithalex.com or preparetoday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to preparewithalex.com or preparetoday.com and order your high-quality storable food right now, ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening. Is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high quality storable food, water filtration, air filtration, more. And it's not just those items, it's hundreds of other high quality preparedness items and survival items right now at preparewithalex.com that again redirects to preparetoday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now, because the inflation is just beginning.
PrepareToday.com. Now is the time, folks. And with what we see going on at the southern border, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And now the Mexican president is basically deciding he's going to facilitate the invasion of America, too, because he doesn't know what else to do. Because they invade his country just to come up to America, they expel resources and energy and effort and manpower to try to stop their country from being invaded. Well, now they're just saying, all right, if you're coming into Mexico to get to America, we're gonna streamline it, and we're going to give you your paperwork so you can just come right in and go right up. And there used to be a bit of a process. There used to be some obstacles there. They're getting rid of all the obstacles. I don't even blame the Mexican president for this, quite frankly. He's trying to take care of his country, so I understand why he's doing it. So he's basically just like, all right, fine. Biden wants to have a... facilitate an invasion and drug trafficking and child sex trafficking in the southern border, fine. I'm not going to let that hurt my country, though. So people come through my country, we're just going to usher them right through. We're just going to say, okay, you're in, here's your paperwork, just go on through. So that's nice. Caravan leader Luis Villagran, caravan leader. Who do you think pays him? Tells Fox News that Mexico will be issuing 1,000 temp work visas a day to the migrants starting tomorrow, which means they can travel freely through Mexico, and many will simply head to the U.S. border. Hey, look, someone's invading our country. Whoa, that's just Democrat Party policy. Calm down. Poll, 73% of Trump voters believe Democrats are trying to replace white Americans with immigrants who vote for them. Absolutely correct. And so that's just a sign that people are waking up and they know what the Democrats are up to. Because that's exactly what they're doing. That is 100% exactly what they're doing. It's a humanitarian issue any other way you slice it. But when it's Democrats looking for votes, then it's a good thing. See how that works? So, yeah, the kids getting raped and trafficked and the drug abuse and everything. That's a small price to pay for Democrat power. Small price to pay for Democrats to remain in power. Caravan leader calls on Summit of the Americas attendees to work out migrant-focused immigration agenda. This thing's a complete joke, folks.
the America, the Summit of the Americas. I don't think Biden's going to attend it. The Mexican president said he's not intending it. So it's all a joke. Basically, it was supposed to be a serious thing to deal with the fact it's like 25% of the Central American population has now illegally immigrated into the United States of America in the last decade. So they were going to have this big summit to kind of hash it out and work it out. And the Mexican president was like, what is this, a joke? We know what the problem here is. The problem is United States politicians. The problem is the U.S. has a wide open border and a welfare state. That's the problem here. So if you're not going to address that, then I'm not showing up to your summit. In snub to Biden, Mexico's president won't attend U.S.-hosted Summit of the Americas. Well, why would he? Why would you waste your time with liars like Joe Biden? Why would you waste your time with criminals like the Democrats? You wouldn't. And so he's not. So America says, oh, we're going to have this summit to address why all these Central Americans are moving to America. And the Mexican president says, we know why they're going to America, because you're telling them to and you're giving them free stuff. So if you're not going to be honest about that, then I'm out. Smuggler caught transporting kidnapped migrant baby in Texas. HSI agents rescue one-year-old girl from human smuggler bound for Dallas. What do you think? What do you think that girl's life was going to be like? What do you think her future would have been? Another victim of Democrat politics. She probably would have been a sex slave the rest of her life. Thank a Democrat for that. We Build the Wall trial ends in mistrial. Jury deadlocked. This is actually a very important thing, folks. Democrats try to rig court cases. And so they had 11 liberals on this New York jury and one conservative. And they were trying to destroy this man who funded the We Build the Wall thing. And then they had a bunch of false claims, false accusations, saying he stole the money. It was all fake. Timothy Shea, it was all fake. It was all just liberal smears and Democrat attacks. And so the left knew that they weren't going to win the case. The Democrats knew they weren't going to win this case on merit. They weren't going to win the case on fact. The only way they could win the case was to rig it and cheat, just like everything else Democrats do. So when they found out they had one conservative on the jury, they fought for weeks to kick him off the jury. And then it even got so bad that the judge had to sit down with the juror, because the judge was just hearing crazy stuff about the juror. So the judge was like, all right, well, maybe this is a concern. I'll listen. Judge sat down with the juror and said, these liberal jurors lied to me. There's nothing wrong with this juror at all. He stands. He saved an innocent man's life, Timothy Shea. Timothy Shea would have been another political prisoner of the Democrat Party if it wasn't for one conservative nullifying the jury. So there's a lot of important lessons to learn there, folks. And do not forget the importance of jury nullification. Thousands of unvaccinated Border Patrol agents fear for their future. Yeah, oh, you're going to get fired from your job in the Biden administration if you don't take a vaccine. But all the immigrants coming here illegally, are they vaccinated? No. Do they have to be vaccinated? No. But the Border Patrol that is the now human traffic control, the Border Patrol is now the human trafficking control run by Joe Biden. And they have to be vaccinated, though, or they lose their job. And, of course, this is all just more of the purge. This is all just more of the purge that we know is going on. In fact, Jim Jordan is talking about this now. Let me come to that briefly. Right-wing populists in Sweden propose the repatriation, re-immigration of the hundreds of thousands of Syrians, Afghans, and Somalis that have failed to integrate in Sweden, are long-term unemployed and live on state benefits. Absolutely, that's common sense. If you're just going to come here and suck off our system and destroy our culture and destroy our cities, you're not welcome here. And that's what 90% of this immigration is now, because it's not even immigration. It's political weapon systems and invasions. Remember the story we just read? Firebombings for an entire week in Sweden? Yeah, those are the illegal immigrants that go there and just muck things up and have no-go zones and rape women. So they're saying, hey, why are we letting these people here? They don't care about Sweden. They don't appreciate our culture. They just rape our women, steal our stuff, burn our buildings to the ground. Why would we want them here? Liberals, that's why. And so here's Jim Jordan. New whistleblowers allege the FBI is purging conservatives at the Bureau. One agent they purged was a decorated war veteran who served in Iraq and Kuwait. The FBI had the audacity to question the whistleblower's loyalty to the country. Now, Jim Jordan lays it all out here, but the brief of it is, like, I don't know what's going on with this FBI seizing the retired general's data related to Qatar lobbying. I'll come up and cover that later. Is that an example of a good FBI agent that's still left, that hasn't been purged by the deep state? Or is there something else going on here? But what Jim Jordan is talking about, and you know, I know a little bit about this because I'm involved, but I'll just leave it at that for now. There are many FBI agents that know January 6th is bullcrap. There are many FBI agents that know the Democrat Party is the worst thing in this country. And so the leadership at the FBI and Merrick Garland and the Biden administration and Chris Wray is doing everything they can to make sure there are no Republicans, no conservatives, and no Christians in the FBI, because they know they can't do what they want to do if they have conservatives or Christians in the FBI. And what do they want to do? They want to target, harass, destroy, imprison their political opposition. Christians won't do that. Conservatives won't do that. So what is the FBI doing? What is Chris Wray doing? They're purging anybody who won't commit crimes.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. here, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
General's data related to Qatar lobbying, and it's a big money laundering operation. They got caught. That may also involve Eric Swalwell. Here's some flashbacks. Eric Swalwell posed shirtless during pricey paid-for Qatar trip. Swalwell had meetings with Qatari charity tied to terrorist groups. Was Swalwell involved in this crime as well? But here's the thing I find amazing about this, as they caught a $4 general making false statements and withholding incriminating documents, and it looks like they were illegally lobbying in foreign countries and basically just stealing and laundering money. Was Swalwell involved in that? We never get justice in situations like this. They're stealing and robbing money in Ukraine right now. There's not going to be any justice. So I'm just skeptical as to why this is the story and why they're upset about this slush fund, this money laundering that's going on in Qatar when it goes on everywhere and has for decades. Why this? Why are they going after this guy? Is it just so happens that there's one good FBI agent that's doing this? Is it the one good FBI agent left? Or is there something else going on? Will anybody pay the price? Will Eric Swalwell be questioned? So that's a developing news story that we will be paying attention to. George Soros-backed groups have spent $40 million to elect 75 progressive prosecutors over the last decade, meaning one in five Americans now live in areas covered by his criminal justice reforms. Yeah, that's why things are getting so violent. San Francisco votes overwhelmingly to recall progressive DA Chesa Boudin, the son of known Democrat terrorist Kathy Boudin, who was part of the Weather Underground that murdered police and burned buildings to the ground. It's Democrats. They're terrorists. They don't change. They just get into office and get power. They never stop. They never stop. And by the way, there's examples now where there's criminals that are in jail in San Francisco, like I think Will Wilkerson is one of them, who their attorneys are now moving as quickly as possible to get their court case wrapped up before Boudin leaves office, because they know as long as Boudin is in office, they're going to get off scot-free. So you got all these criminals in jail right now that are pumping the gas with their lawyers saying, hey, we got to get a decision here while Boudin is still in office, because he's pro-crime. He's pro-criminal. So that's going on. As you see all the stuff happening with January 6th and the made-for-TV event coming up tomorrow night, never forget Michigan. Whitmer hoax defendant. We beat them. We got justice. Never forget what they did in Michigan. The FBI setting up innocent men, the FBI plotting to kidnap the governor, and then giving that plot to other men that they set up. Well, they won that case. They got caught. And then the one FBI agent that was running that operation, he then ran the January 6th operation. And remember what they did. They said, oh, they made a big fuss. Remember, they said, oh, look, someone's going to try to kidnap the governor. It was an FBI plot. The media made a big fuss of it, saying, see, conservatives are terrorists. They were going to capture the governor. It was an FBI plot. They were found innocent. And then what happens? Then Democrats show up at Supreme Court Justice's house to kill them. And the media doesn't cover it. Bloomberg News complains nobody cares about January 6th as Democrats prepare televised hearings. Even Bloomberg knows it's bullcrap. Yeah, most people are struggling to pay their bills. You think they care about Democrat Party politics and wailing and the gnashing of the teeth and the evil and the hatred of the Democrats? Majority of Proud Boys indicted for sedition were U.S. military veterans. Who warned you they were going to come for the veterans? Who warned you the veterans were their top target? That would be right here at InfoWars. Alex Jones. Matt Gaetz says, I would rather trim Pelosi's toenails with my teeth than dine with Adam Schiff. Boy, oh boy, that's how he feels. How's Ron Johnson doing? Arthur Delaney from the Huffington Post asked Ron Johnson about waiting periods for gun sales to buyers under 21. Ron Johnson said, before we pass anything new, let's enforce the laws we already have. Let's start with Hunter Biden. No, Democrats are above the law. Don't you see? Democrats are above the law. You're not allowed to do that. And then there was a host on The View who was basically trying to tell The View, hey, you know, people don't really care about this January 6th stuff like you psychotics do. And, you know, I don't know why this went so viral, quite frankly. I don't really think it's that hot of a clip. But what is funny about it is while this lady is talking, they try to shut her down. They try to interrupt her because she's just saying facts. But the look on the liberals' faces, like right there, the look on their faces as this woman is trying to tell them, hey, you know, most of the stuff you believe, nobody else believes. Most of the stuff that you talk about, nobody else cares about. You guys are living in a delusional land. I'm paraphrasing. But it's just so funny to listen to them constantly trying to interrupt her from telling the truth. And then the shocked look on their face that somebody would be on their set and not saying January 6th is the worst thing to ever happen to America. I mean, just look at their faces. Here's the clip.
Don't somewhere else.
No, I think the average Fox News viewer has been seeing for a year and a half this play out over and over again. Rioters attack our Capitol. We've seen it on every single channel, even Fox Local, if you watch that. So people understand exactly what happened. And so what is the smoking gun here? What
we
is
don't
the
know
breaking
yet.
News?
Well, that's
I know
what
but
we're
I think
waiting for.
People will turn in once the Department of Justice says, okay, here are the charges.
Well, I have
because
to disagree
wait,
with
well,
you
wait,
there.
Let me finish. We want some criminal charges if that's what you want. That's what we'll see next. We're not even going to see that in these nine hearings.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then if we think about the actual intention of this, there's a sentiment that Democrats need to rebrand this midterm message, right? So by airing this, you're going to remind everybody, like, hey, Trump is aligned with other conservatives, and even though that's not always true, there's plenty of people who spoke out against this. And so now, reminder, don't vote for these people in the midterms because you want to keep the majority. And I think that that is a losing message by looking in the past and not looking in the future because there's things on top of mind for people. There are things like feeding your baby, which I talked about yesterday. There are things on top of mind like people wanted to know if a recession is looming. There are things on top of mind like wondering how to pay for your gas.
Whoa, they didn't like that. They didn't like that. You saw their face. You saw them trying to stop her from talking. No, Democrats love corruption. Democrats love corruption. They just love it. They love the January 6th campaign because they know it's going to target their opposition illegitimately. They love it. Those women at The View are psychotic. And so you saw their face as she was laying all of it out. They just did not like that, did they? Boy, oh boy, were they angry that not everyone is a psychotic leftist like the host of The View that want to see innocent Americans rot in a jail cell. How would the ladies at The View like being politically persecuted? How would the ladies at The View like to be censored? How would the ladies at The View like to have discovery done on them and prods done on them? How would they like that? I don't think they'd like it too much, but they love doing it to you. They love doing it to their political opposition, don't they? Yes, they do. Man, oh man. What a shame. What a shame we're dealing with these psychotics. So they have their made-for-TV event today telling you because kids died, you have to turn your gun in. And then they've got their made-for-TV event tomorrow night. Democrats caused riots on January 6th so that they could blame Trump, blame Republicans, arrest their political opposition, silence their political opposition, disarm their political opposition. Boy, in history, I know groups that did stuff like that. Like the Nazis. That's right. It was the Nazis.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now. Well, you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And joined by journalist Taylor Hansen, who, unfortunately, had to witness the shooting, the killing of Ashley Babbitt, had her blood on his hands that day. He had to witness the Democrat Michael Byrd killing Ashley Babbitt. But, Taylor, there have been some new developments in this case because it turns out, once again, they lied. They lied again. They said, which you already knew that because you were there, they said they did an investigation into Byrd. Turns out there's no proof of that investigation. They claimed that Byrd warned Ashley Babbitt Nope, that didn't happen either. Judicial Watch forces release of DOJ memo declining criminal prosecution for Ashley Babbitt killer Michael Byrd. Babbitt shooting evidence missing. So as long as you're a Democrat police officer, you can kill whoever you want. I guess that's the story here. Taylor, you're probably not surprised by this, your response.
Not at all. And when that DOJ report was released, you know, Jill Hanneman with Epoch Times actually was the first to send it to me. And as I'm reading through it, you know, I knew they were going to lie, but to this scope and to go this far with lying, I mean, they lied about every single detail, all the way down to the police officers supposedly rendering aid immediately, even though I was sitting on the ground with other journalists with her blood on my hands, like you said, while they're sitting there doing nothing. They lied about the number of windows broken out. They lied about the number of firearms drawn by officers. They said they tried to push Ashley back and she returned to the front. I mean, it's honestly egregious. It's disgusting. And we don't live in America anymore. I mean, upon reading this report, you know, I'm not a very emotional person, but it brought me to tears. You know, the part where they said that they actually had the audacity to say that their officers tried to render aid immediately when their officers were realistically the reason why Ashley didn't survive. They didn't clear the blood out of her throat. So it's just despicable, Owen.
Well, you said it right there that, you know, we don't live in America anymore. That is the toughest pill to swallow, but it's finally gone down. It's true. We don't. We live in a banana republic. We live in a communist hellhole. We live in a third world country. We live in a very corrupt country. Republicans don't do much to help that, unfortunately, but it's mostly the Democrats, at least at this point in time, that are the bad ones, the evil ones. I mean, and now tomorrow they're going to have this made-for-TV January 6th hearing, obviously all bullcrap, obviously politicized, obviously nothing about it. It has nothing to even do with January 6th. It has everything to do with the midterms and them wanting to use this to get people to go out and vote in the midterms. So, I mean, what do you make of the Democrats turning this into a TV event tomorrow, a push for people to vote in the midterms for Democrats?
I mean, I find it hilarious, honestly, is, you know, they have so many people that are not interested in this that they have to pay a mainstream source, you know, all this money to do a primetime television event to do this big expose. You know, when the government is paying a media source to cover something, there's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Does that sound like fascism?
To say the least. Yeah, just a little bit, right? A little bit of corporatism power being included. Yeah, it's we live in a fascist country, Owen, and I mean, it's only going to get worse at this point, and we got to keep standing up. And thankfully, you know, I'm going to be producing a documentary soon about the five deaths of what took place that day on January 6th. And I think it's going to blow this thing out of the water. I mean, they can only lie to the American people for so long and about so much until something is finally done and the lid is just blown off of this thing. But the January 6th committee, they've always been a fraud. You got Adam Kinzinger, you got Liz Cheney. I mean, these people have never been pro-America. I mean, they are the definition of the establishment, and these people are demons. I mean, they killed five people on the 6th and then blamed these Trump supporters, even though they were the ones that were being murdered.
No, it's truly unbelievable, and it is corporate fascism when the Democrats, because you know this is what they did. They called CNN executives, they called MSNBC executives, they called ABC executives, and they said, hey, we want to do a made-for-television event to rehash January 6th to convince people to go vote Democrat in the midterms. Can you help us? They said, yep, we'll make sure we air it. They then got the ABC executive that helped ABC cover up for the Clintons and the Epsteins. That's the guy that they hire to run the J6 hearing, is the guy that covered up for the Clintons and the Epsteins trafficking little girls and raping them. He seems like a winner. And so they coordinated all of it. They got all their pieces in place. And they said, we're going to do it during prime time. And so I don't think America is going to respond the way they hope, though. I think most Americans are sick of hearing about January 6th. And they've watched Democrats commit acts of evil for the last 5 years that pale. January 6th pales in comparison to what Democrats have done the last 5 years.
No, absolutely, Owen. Well, the fact is if you're ignorant to this situation at this time with January 6th, the thing this administration has done is they have destroyed this country. They've demoralized its own people. They've killed their own people. They've arrested and jailed their people. I mean, like I said before, you know, this is not America, and Americans are not going to respond to this kindly. You can only push and push and push so far on the American people until something finally breaks. And I do think we're about to get to that point, honestly, is I think this commission, I mean, it's never been about January 6th. It's always been about taking your rights, implementing more national security policies so they can monitor American citizens that they believe are white supremacists and terrorists. I mean, so that's really all this is. It's a pathetic power grab. And really, if you believe it at this point, I feel bad for you. And there's not really much that can be done to help these people.
Well, that's it, too, is something has got to give. Something has got to break. I mean, the dam of civilization can only withhold so much fraud, only withhold so much deception, only withhold so much corruption before it just gives out and then washes civilization away. I mean, we feel like we're getting closer to that moment, and the Democrats seem to be speeding towards it. It seems like this is what they want to happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're full-blown accelerationists at this point. I mean, they want war. They want people dead. I mean, at this point, I'm not putting it past them. I mean, we're getting to the point in history where you're going to start seeing people in camps soon enough. I mean, these people are insane. They want you dead. They don't care about you. They hate you and all your values and everything they stand for. And they're not going to stop. I mean, they're not going to stop unless we stop them. And we have the power to. We just have to actually go out and do it.
Well, thank God you're going to do a documentary on this. How close are you to completing that, and where are people going to be able to find it?
It'll be completed about a week and a half is the goal. We want it out before these hearings are over, and I believe it will be broadcasted on OAN.
So when you look back and you think about January 6th, because really it was a bad day. I mean, our election was stolen. Democrats set up their political opposition. Now they have hundreds of political prisoners that they're torturing and starving and holding in solitary confinement. I mean, January 6th really was a dark day, just not for the reasons we're being told. I mean, they already have political prisoners. There's other documentaries that have come out about January 6th showing all the lies. Where do you think the American public is at right now? Do you think that they'll find the truth in January 6th, or do you think the overwhelming mainstream media propaganda will keep it hidden?
I think the mainstream propaganda will do a good job, or at least a semi-decent job for a little bit, you know, dragging into the midterms. It's because they're going to ramp this up going into the midterms. This is what it's been about, is they want people to vote Democrat. They want people to vote mindlessly on their plantation. So I do think it will be effective, at least for the first portion. But they're already blowing this out of the water. I mean, they're already exposing themselves. I mean, they haven't investigated a single damn thing since this commission was founded. And that DOJ report on Ashley Babbitt and what took place in the speaker's hallway is the perfect example of that. I mean, they are rewriting history. And I mean, that report to me, it was a straight kick in the balls because I was the only one that wasn't arrested. I reached out to be subpoenaed over 10 times. They didn't respond to me. And now it makes sense why, is because they used John Sullivan as the only witness. And they lied about every single detail. But I do think the truth will come out. It is inevitable. And thankfully, we got a lot of good people in this industry. We got a lot of good fighters, especially surrounding the January 6th topic.
Wow, that's amazing what you just said. You basically stuck your neck out there. You basically offered the Democrats your neck because you thought it was more important to tell the truth about what happened to Ashley Babbitt. And they didn't even take it?
Nope. I reached out countless times. I can't even keep track of how many times. I mean, through official email, my attorneys, I've tweeted at the commission, I've tweeted at Kinzinger, I've tweeted at Liz Cheney. I mean, I have reached out over and over again, and then now I know why they never wanted to talk to me, because if they did, they couldn't have came out with that BS report, because my eyewitness statement and my video that they didn't enter in the record of evidence disproves all of that.
I mean, folks, this is unprecedented stuff. We're talking about an eyewitness to a killing that investigators don't want to talk to. Taylor, I bet that's never happened before.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hansen is with us, and I wanted to get into Taylor's coverage of the drag queen strip show for kids in Dallas that he covered, but I want to continue with the J6 stuff because I know he has other things to say, like the fact that Taylor Hansen, and there may be, I'm sure there's others, but this event is probably the only time where eyewitnesses to a killing are not questioned by law enforcement. Taylor Hansen witnessed Michael Byrd shoot Ashley Babbitt, and he was not brought in as a witness for questioning. I mean, seriously, Taylor, I'm wondering if this isn't the only instance in U.S. criminal history where eyewitnesses to a killing are not brought in as witnesses for questioning. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Yeah, and I don't think it has either. And the biggest thing, too, is what I find funny is if I go and try and hop on a plane right now, I have to go through 4 hours of security because I'm on what my Department of Homeland Security connection says is a witness list. So they publicly identify me in their system, the federal government, as a witness to this crime, a witness to this death, but no one has talked to me. Not a single officer has even asked me a single question. No investigators, no committee, nothing. I have not been talked to virtually in any professional capacity or by the government regarding January 6th, even though I captured some of the most monumental video and saw some of the craziest things that took place that day.
Yeah, and then my crew points this out. There's an obvious question that I wasn't even asking. It says, the question is, why the hearing now? Why are they doing it now? Well, the obvious answer is the midterms coming up. But the not-so-obvious answer, which I think is also a good point here, they had to spend almost 2 years going through all the security footage so that they could scrub it down to make sure nobody saw Antifa breaking in, nobody saw John Sullivan breaking in, nobody saw the guys clad in black helmets and bats bashing in the windows that are probably Antifa leftist provocateurs. So they had to scrub all that information. They also had to spend a year and a half going through thousands of individuals' text messages, phone records, emails, everything. So it took them a year and a half to scrub all the evidence of their crimes out of the hearing and then cherry pick, edit, take things out of context, I'm sure, that they're going to be presenting tomorrow. I mean, it's criminal fraud from the top down here with the Democrats in this J6 hearing.
No, yeah, and I'm thankful you mentioned that is because actually, I had access to every single security camera within the United States Capitol. I had access for over a month. I went and I examined every single area and identified every single camera. I named the cameras, got an understanding of where each camera are inside of the Capitol, which area it's in. And you want to know the one camera angle that was conveniently missing is in the hallway where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. So it just shows you that they are getting rid of this. They're scrubbing this. They're not allowing people to see this. I had the most highly sensitive clearance when I was logged in to this government software, and I couldn't even find it. And on top of that, I've talked to multiple prisoners that they will have discovery ready for them. They will pick a certain amount of videos for proof to defend them in their discovery cases. And then all of a sudden, when it gets reviewed by the government to be confirmed for discovery, it comes back and, you know, maybe two or three of those videos are just conveniently missing. So they are actively deleting evidence. And I don't know if we're ever even going to be able to see this. I mean, this is like, I mean, they're just scrubbing all of this software, scrubbing all of this evidence. So when the administration changes after these people are, I mean, ripped out of office or voted out, either or whichever way it goes, is no one can go back and rewrite the history how it's supposed to be because they've deleted the evidence.
Yeah, so again, just Democrats are allowed to commit crimes. Democrats are allowed to evidence tamper. Democrats are allowed to, I mean, contempt of court. How is that not contempt of court, deleting evidence? But I mean, like they arrest Peter Navarro for contempt of Congress. How is that even a crime? Who doesn't have contempt for these bastards in our Congress right now? I mean, my goodness, lying to the FBI? The FBI lies to us. Why are they allowed to lie to us? But I want to back off of this for a second because you did incredible work at the Dallas drag queen dance strip show for kids just a couple weekends ago where your girlfriend got spat on by a radical leftist. I mean, bless her heart. She seemed to take it okay, these psychotic people that are out here. I mean, how do you put that into perspective? How do you put it's not going to lick itself perverts dancing and stripping for kids and they call it liberal, they call it Pride Month?
Well, what I'll put it in perspective for you is, you know, I've seen a lot of really messed up things. I mean, I've watched people die on the ground while reporting. And while I was in this event undercover recording all of this footage and watching this child abuse, because there's no other way to put it, I mean, the feeling that I had, it was worse than a lot of the times. I mean, I had a worse feeling than, you know, on January 6th. I was in shock after January 6th. But this, I had to willingly sit through and watch for 2 hours. I mean, this is by far the most disgusting and depraved event that I've ever seen in my entire life. It's straight up pedophilia.
Yeah, and it's like, they're, like you said earlier, they're accelerationists. I mean, where does it go from here? They used to do drag queen story time, and they'd at least like bring out a book to pretend like it was an academic thing or pretend it was some sort of a learning experience. They just removed that. Now it's just drag queens for kids. Now they're dancing, they're stripping, they're exchanging dollar bills, they're in clubs, they're saying it's not going to lick itself. How do we allow this to happen? And why do you think it's happening so much in Texas?
I mean, this is the symptom of a dying society, as John Doyle would put it. I mean, this our society is gone, and that's what blew me the hell away is that, you know, this is something you would expect to see in California. You know, not here in Texas, but this was 25 minutes away from my lit. So right as I saw this event, I mean, I couldn't not go and attend this thing. But, I mean, I think we got here because it was a slippery slope. I mean, we started, you know, with gay marriage, and then it just kept going and kept going and kept going, and here we are now. They want to touch your kids, and they're not saying they don't either.
And they are. I mean, they're on film doing it. It's like, and then, you know, some of them are getting aggressive afterwards because journalists are asking them questions like, hey, don't you think what you're doing here is inappropriate? Don't you think what you're doing here is wrong? And they run away and they get aggressive. So they know it's wrong. I mean, why would a grown adult show up to do a drag queen dance strip show for kids? Why? Why? Well, the answer is pretty obvious why. He's a damn pervert. That's why.
Yeah, it's disgusting, Owen. And honestly, and one situation that really is still got under my skin from that event, one thing that I'll never forget, is I was sitting at this gay nightclub is what it was, and there's a child sitting to the left of me, and he has three moms is what it appears to look like. And there's a gay bartender behind the bar, and I overhear the conversation, and this kid replies to the gay bartender, and he says, no, I'm not gay. And his mom interrupts him and says, yes, he is. He's gay. But don't let him lie to you. He's lying. And this kid, the look on his face, it said it all. I mean, he completely shut down. He was not okay. I watched him solve a Rubik's Cube three times in a row just to unsolve it and do it again. And then he kept playing Nintendo DS. He didn't even look at this drag show a single time. And here his mom is forcing him to be something that he isn't. I mean, this is the highest level of child abuse and grooming, Owen.
No, that's an incredible story. I don't think anybody, I never saw that or heard about that. So it just shows the kids don't want anything to do with this. You know, I noticed the same thing. They had a trans kids day. Yeah, there's the video right there. Wow. They had a trans kids day in Austin, and that I went to as a counter to cover it. And I noticed that there was something missing from the support trans kids event, and that was kids. It was all adults. It was all perverted men and gay women and fat hippo lesbians talking about how they want to mutilate children's genitals. They're forcing their kids into this. It's what it is like you said, it's child abuse, and it's leftist liberal parents getting away with child abuse. And I guess that makes them feel good. I guess that makes them feel powerful.
Oh, yeah. Well, all it is, as you put it well, I mean, it's these, a lot of this is these single moms that want to be popular. They're liberal. And it's popular right now to have a trans kid. So they're all saying, hey, you're trans, you're trans, you're trans. I mean, and they're forcing this ideology on their kid because it's popular, because it gets them a little bit of clout. It makes them feel better about their insecurities, about their gender dysphoria. I mean, they are literally breeding a generation of mass shooters at this point. These kids are not going to be okay. These kids are being abused to the highest level. They're being abused sexually, mentally. I mean, these kids are not going to come out on top in society. They're going to be the bottom of the barrel because of what they've been subjected to their entire life, and it's tragic.
Yeah, it breaks your heart. It's really unbelievable that they get away with this stuff, but until somebody stops them, they're going to keep doing it. And I think that the lawmaker in Dallas did the right thing. He made legislation to ban children from drag shows. That is the right move. Make Democrats defend this pedophilia. Make Democrats publicly defend child abuse. Let's make them do that. We need more laws saying you can't take kids to strip clubs. We already knew that. You can't take kids to drag shows or gay shows. Make the Democrats defend this borderline pedophilia child abuse. Final words, Taylor Hansen. Where can people follow you? Where can they get their documentary? Where's all the great work you're doing?
Yeah, everyone can follow me at TaylorUSA on Twitter. It is TaylorUSA. And all my updates regarding the documentary and any future work or debunking regarding January 6th or pedophile catching, because we like to do that now, it'll all be posted there. And one comment I'd like to make before we go is just thank God for InfoWars. Thank God for Owen Schroyer. You guys have been amazing ever since, you know, I was first introduced to you. You guys had me on after January 6th. You guys are the only source that tells the full truth on this topic.
Well, thank God for you too, brother.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.